Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Mia, M-I-A, Lee, L-E-E, Artwell, A-R-T-W-E-L-L. Mia Lee Artwell is a 30-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/28/22. Appeared on that occasion she tripped over a box underneath a resident's bed, causing her to fall forward onto her hands and knees. But as a result, she believes she injured her left wrist and knee and was seen at JFK emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery in this case. Period. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Artwell was seen at Jefferson emergency room on 9/28/22, complaining of left wrist and knee pain. Appeared she said just prior to arrival, she was at work and tripped and fell on outstretched left hand and struck her left knee. Appeared she denied any neck or back pain. Period. She did undergo x-rays of the left wrist and left knee, neither of which showed any acute findings. Period. She underwent clinical exam and was diagnosed with left wrist sprain and left knee contusion, for which she was treated and released. Period. The paragraph. She was then seen at Concentra on 9/29/22 when the physician assistant rendered the same diagnosis and referred her for physical therapy. Period. She underwent repeat x-rays of the left wrist and knee at their facility, both of which were read as normal. Period. On 10/15/22, she underwent an MRI of the left wrist to be inserted. Period. Her progress was monitored at Concentra. Period. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 11/1/22. Period. He noted she had done 6 sessions of physical therapy and was wearing a resting wrist brace. Period. He noted she was taking vitamin D. Period. He diagnosed. Scratch that. He wanted her to take an anti-inflammatory such as Voltaren gel and could wear her brace. Period. He kept her on work restrictions and referred her for occupational therapy. Period. She returned to him on 11/22/22, noting she was diagnosed with a possible TFCC injury. Period. MRI showed a partial thickness tearing of the TFCC with evidence of bone contusion to the triquetrum and some swelling around the ulnar side of the wrist. Period. There is a piezo-triquetral joint effusion. Period. She was starting to feel much better and felt capable of going back to work full duty. Period. Dr. Lipschultz cleared her to do so. Period. She returned a final time on 12/13/22 and was doing well, having worked full duty. Period. Clinical exam was benign. Period. He discharged her from care to follow up on an as-needed basis. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal, extremities lower. Examination was done mostly in a seated position due to her body habitus. Period, the rest of that is normal. modified provocative maneuvers of the knees were negative. Lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 9/28/22. Mia Lee Hartwell tripped and fell while at work. Appeared to be seen at the emergency room the same day, where X-rays of the left wrist and knee showed no acute abnormalities. Perci then was treated at Concentra for several weeks, concurrent with physical therapy. Paired repeat X-rays of the knee and wrist were done on 9/29/22. Perci remained symptomatic and had a left wrist MRI on 10/15/22 to be inserted. Paired in paragraph, she ultimately came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. After a short period of conservative treatment, she was doing well and felt ready to return to work. Period. He authorized her to do so. Period. Actually, I need to go back to the upper extremity exam. Left wrist ulnar deviation was full, but elicited tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Most of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. She was mildly tender to palpation about the left triangular fibro cartilage complex, but there was none on the right. Impressions. Describes that. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. There is minimal, if any, permanent disability at the statutory left hand. Period. She has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end.